Let me take Proverbs 31 first, because there it's a depiction of a woman who is described in Hebrew as an Eshet Chayil. Now, this is a difficult phrase to translate because Eshet can mean either woman or wife specifically, and Chayil is a term which, when it's used to refer to men, oftentimes has to do with strong warriors. Now, it's interesting that in many of the English translations, Eshet Chayil comes out as a capable woman or a capable wife. And capable is just a little bit of an under-translation of Chayil. So she's a woman of valor, as some feminists translated, a woman of strength, as others translated. But there's also been some ambivalence about how she's depicted. She's seen largely in what people understand as a domestic sphere. And unfortunately, at least in Christian circles, this text has oftentimes been preached as the text for the Mother's Day sermon. But feminists have begun to recapture the woman in Proverbs 31, because what they have noticed is that she's actually involved in a lot of what we would call entrepreneurial business activities. She runs small businesses. She has workshops that she oversees. She's an administrator, as well as someone who takes care of her household, teaches her children, and cares for the poor in the community. So all in all, it's actually a rather remarkable depiction. We just wish that her husband was described as doing something besides sitting in the gate and talking with the other men.